This is Ozarks at Large for Tuesday, March 11th, 2014. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. The 21st Annual Washington Regional Gala, an evening of Arkansas country music featuring Joe Nichols and special guest Back Road Anthem, is Tuesday, April 8th at Walton Arts Center in Fayetteville. Tickets and details are available at 443-5600 or waltonartscenter.org.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, the Nobel Director and Secretary talks about the selection process for the annual Nobel Peace Prize. He's on the University of Arkansas campus today.
Plus, the Northwest Arkansas Council on jobs created in the region in the past year and the differences between education in the United States and the European Union.
But first, the defense is expected to present its side today in the bribery and extortion trial of former Arkansas Treasurer Martha Shaffner. However, according to multiple sources, the defense rested its case this morning before calling any witnesses to the stand. Yesterday, prosecutors wrapped up their case after presenting a video of bond broker Steele Stevens delivering a pie with $6,000 cash to Shaffner on May 18th of last year. Reporter Rob Moritz is covering the trial.
He didn't indicate who they were, but he did say that former State Treasurer Martha Shaffner would not be testifying. But from watching Chuck Banks, Shaffner's attorney, so far in the trial, I think what he's leaning towards is that Martha Shaffner and Steele Stevens had a very friendly relationship, that she was having some financial difficulties, and that he was giving her the $6,000 every 6 months just to help her get by.
Moritz says after the prosecution rested yesterday, the defense reportedly asked for an immediate acquittal from the judge, arguing that the prosecution had not proven its case on the extortion and bribery charges. The defense further argued that Stevens' cash payments to Shaffner weren't bribes and merely gifts to a friend.
A poultry company is making a major expansion in Northeast Arkansas, creating 1,000 new jobs in the state. Governor Mike Beebe was joined at the Capitol yesterday by the CEO of Pico Foods to announce details of a $165 million investment in Randolph and Clay counties for a fully integrated poultry facility. Grant Tenniel, director of the Arkansas Economic Development Commission, says the investments will have a major impact on the region.
There are going to be farmers who begin to grow chickens up there that never have before. The feed requirements to keep all of these chickens fed is high. So you're going to, you know, have a ripple out into the community. The hauling of both the grain in and the chickens out is going to employ a bunch of new truck drivers. These kinds of jobs tend to create a large ripple effect, and that's really what we're looking for.
State and county contributions included more than $5 million, with more employment and production-based incentives expected to follow.
The papers of former U.S. Senator Dale Bumpers will be open to researchers beginning tomorrow. The University of Arkansas says the papers will officially be made available to the public during a ceremony tomorrow afternoon in Mullins Library on the U of A campus. Senator Bumpers donated his papers to the university's Special Collections Department in 2000, and the collection includes biographical materials, correspondence, legislative and committee materials, records, speeches, and other materials that document his life in Arkansas and his career in Washington, D.C. Senator Bumpers' papers represents the second largest manuscript collection held by the U of A libraries.
The Center for Business and Economic Research at the U of A has released its study of the economic impact of last year's Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue motorcycle rally. According to the study, between 300 and 350,000 people attended the rally, and 57.6% of all attendees are estimated to have been from outside Northwest Arkansas and primarily visiting to attend the rally. The study also claims that last year's rally generated an economic impact of between $69 and $80 million in the Northwest Arkansas area, and visitor spending generated between $2 and $2.4 million in local and county sales tax revenue. Attendance and visitor spending was last studied in 2005, and rally organizers will use the study results in attracting major sponsors for the event.
A vote to unionize three facilities owned by OK Foods that was expected late last year will likely be held later this year. According to the City Wire, officials with United Food and Commercial Workers International Union say the delayed vote is a result of a larger-than-expected employee manifest provided by OK Foods prior to the planned vote. Union officials reportedly didn't feel they could have a fair election on whether to unionize without first contacting the 600 workers of whom the union wasn't previously aware of. Since early last year, the UFCW has been organizing workers at OK Foods facilities in Fort Smith and in Oklahoma in locations in Muldrow and Heavener.
Three graduate programs at the U of A continue to score favorably in recent rankings by U.S. News and World Reports. The graduate education program in the College of Education and Health Professions was ranked 86th nationally, up from 132nd place last year, and ranked 70th among public universities. Meanwhile, the full-time master's degree in business administration from the Walton College of Business is ranked 55th among all graduate business schools, up from 66th last year. The Walton MBA program is also ranked 30th among public business schools, and the U of A School of Law is tied for 61st place overall and is ranked 33rd among public law schools.
Cloudy tonight, slight chance of showers. Lows will be in the mid-30s in northwest Arkansas, around 40 for the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly cloudy, turning to sunny. Highs tomorrow in the upper 40s in northwest Arkansas, around 53 for the Arkansas River Valley. And tomorrow night, mostly clear, lows from the mid to upper 20s.